brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the key articles up at PrisonPlanet.com that we haven't even gotten to, I've kind of gotten acclimated to accept this myself, is radioactive blankets United States, radionuclide blankets United States, authorities insist levels are harmless, incredible German, French, and other forecast and live maps of some of the radioactive nuclei, xenon 133 and others, that have been detected. And while James Corbett's talking, joining us from Japan, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be playing some of these videos, or just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the article, Radioactive Nuclei Blankets United States, Authorities Insist Levels Are Harmless, kind of giving us the Ann Coulter line. James, let's go ahead and take a few calls. Let's talk to Kevin in New York. Kevin, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi there, Alex. I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to talk to you, true patriot.
Well, I'm just trying to be a half-moral person. I mean, I don't really deserve any credit. I'm just doing my job here. But what's on your mind, sir?
Listen, I actually had something that I wanted to talk about, but during the first segment of your show, you mentioned something that I'd rather talk about instead, which is you had mentioned something about McCain there rallying together constitutional scholars. In the midst of Bush era there. And, it seems to me a year or two ago that Obama had said he was some kind of constitutional scholar, didn't he?
Yeah, he taught constitutional law at one of the universities. I forget which one. I think it's Harvard. Was it Yale? I think he went to Harvard. But the point is, they know that it's unconstitutional to have the UN give the order to attack Libya and then not even consult Congress, and then Congress lays down to it, which is even more incredible. Amazing precedents being set right now, and they're moving to have NATO actually command the whole operation with no consultation with Congress. James Corbett, what's your take on that?
Absolutely. Well, if President Obama is the example of constitutional scholars, I think we can do with less constitutional scholars. It's unthinkable that the idea that the commander-in-chief, who is some sort of constitutional scholar, is waging this completely unconstitutional military action right now.
Well, why do we even have a Congress if they're just ignoring the law, the Constitution, and we're now taking direct orders? I mean, when the UN said attack, Obama said, you say jump, I say how high. I mean, it is completely groveling.
Why don't we just appoint him Lord Emperor and just have done with it?
Well, that's basically what he is Lord Emperor. I mean, what would happen in Japan if the emperor started telling the diet what to do? There would be a big scandal. I mean, the president has become an emperor who is a servant of the UN.
Absolutely, and that's one of the good things about the people here in Japan is that they're not lying down to the emperor. They don't worship him anymore, and they certainly there is a lot of protest even at school ceremonies and things where people have to look at the flag and sing the national anthem. There are still a lot of teachers that won't do it. So there are a lot of people who still realize what all of that means and are not happy with the idea of monarchy.
Yeah, swearing allegiance to Japan is not about swearing allegiance to some emperor.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And I'm glad that the Japanese people don't buy into that.
Well, you know, the Japanese elite have some of the, from the statistics I've seen, some of the biggest separation between the wealth of the population and the ultra rich. They already own the place. Why would they greedily build reactors on fault lines on the beach when they know tsunamis come in? They acted surprised that a tsunami came with an earthquake.
Yeah, they're only acting surprised now because they've gotten caught in the midst of this terrible tragedy. But obviously, it's unthinkable the things that they're doing, and it's going to lead to more disasters.
When we come back, I want to get your take on the Japanese people, what you're hearing from them living in Japan all these years, where they want the future of nuclear power to go in Japan. And by the way, this Tokyo Power and Electric is set to build 3 to 4 reactors in South Texas on our hurricane-ravaged coastline. It's not as bad. We don't have a lot of earthquakes, so I guess it's better.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live taking your phone calls. First time callers, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9031. I'm going back to your calls, Scott, William, and others here in just a moment. But before we do that, we have James Corbett of the Corbett Report. He's also an English teacher there in Japan, lived there since 2004. He's there now. And what are Japanese saying about nuclear power and its future there?
Well, perhaps I'm a bit biased because I've interviewed a lot of people, anti-nuclear people, for my website. And I've been to Hiroshima a number of times. And obviously the Hiroshima Peace Institute and other places like that, people are obviously very much opposed to the idea of nuclear weapons, of course, and nuclear power is, of course, an adjunct of that. And we see that in things like the MOX fuel, which, of course, is just spent weapons-grade plutonium being used as fuel for these reactors. So there is a huge anti-nuclear movement here, and a very strong one, as you can imagine. And for anyone who hasn't visited the Hiroshima Peace Museum, it's a harrowing experience, and one of the most striking things to me, the one that really started to choke me up when I was there, is at the end of the museum, you've seen all of this devastation and carnage that was produced by the bombs, and then as you're leaving, there's a wall, and it's a huge wall of just replicas of letters that the mayor of Hiroshima has sent every single time there has been a nuclear test. The mayor of Hiroshima sends a letter to that government, the president or prime minister of that country, and pleads with them to stop doing it. And it's just letter after letter after letter after letter, and you see hundreds of letters pleading for the end of the abolishment of nuclear weapons.
We're going to put
very
up on
powerful.
It is powerful. We're going to put. I've seen video of it. We're going to put up on screen a graph of nuclear tests, over 300 by the U.S. total, more than all other countries combined, and it was citizens protesting worldwide that stopped the above-ground test, and it shows the New World Order eugenicist mindset in that they would drop two A-bombs on Japan, and it came out later that they were unconditionally trying to surrender for at least a month in private, safe, face-saving communiques to the West. They've been firebombed end-to-end with their paper and wood houses. The firebombing in one single day in one event a few months before Hiroshima and Nagasaki killed, the reports I saw, more than 300,000 people, actually more devastating than the two A-bombs they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki that day. But they did that as a power play. And then the globalists, they didn't care about the Japanese, and they didn't care about Americans with 300 above-ground tests, more than 300, and above-ground tests all over the Pacific, radiating our own troops, everybody else. Those islands are still highly radioactive today. I mean, what type of New World Order person soils their own nest? I mean, what's wrong with these globalists? What's going on with them? Because they're hurting themselves as well.
They absolutely are. They're destroying the environment of the Earth itself, and it makes you wonder what their end game really is, because it can't involve living and functioning as a human being on this planet. They're obviously working towards their transhumanist ideal of merging with the machines and propagating out into space, and it just goes to show the absolutely self-destructive mindset of these people, and anyone who's siding with them really has to do a double check and look in the mirror and ask why they're saying things like radiation is good for you and other such despicable lies like that as people start to die in increasing numbers as the soft kill gets ratcheted up into hard kill.
Well, very well said. And by the way, you just quoted some of the top transhumanists that we have in Endgame. It's all over their literature by Nobel Prize winners, top scientists, about how anything we do is natural. If we destroy the Earth, that's evolution, because we were a species that developed. If we cease to be humans and merge with machines, which is their goal, and they exterminate the rest of us, that's a good thing. I've talked to people that work at IBM, and I say, well, what about their human genome project, all this gene splicing? And they said, well, whatever humans do is natural, because that's part of our mutation that we make this. And it's this argument where we're not supposed to have a say. And no, I do have a say. I'm not going to eat your GMO food. Stop pushing it on me. I don't want a nuclear reactor in my neighborhood. We have one in Austin that nobody knows about up at the J.J. Pickle Center. I've had enough of it.
Oh, stop being such a Luddite, Alex. You should just sit there and take it, and you should enjoy nourishing all these nourishing, wonderful GMOs and all this wonderful technology that's being unleashed on us right now and killing people in higher and higher numbers. This is what you want. This is what you'll get.
It certainly is. And you guys pulled up on Wikipedia the total number the other day. They're showing a map on screen of just 100 tests in the U.S. alone in Nevada. I know the total number is over 300 by the U.S. It's over 200 by all other nations, Russia, France, England. France did a lot. Just incredible. Scott in Idaho. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank you and your activist listeners for your efforts in the battle for liberty and the cause of freedom. You've followed the encouragement of Thomas Jefferson, who encouraged us all to educate and inform the whole mass of the people, for they are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Ecclesiastes tells us, Alex, that a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. And your heart has discerned both the time in which we live and the crisis that we currently all face. The word judgment in that verse comes from the Hebrew word krisis, from which we derive our English word crisis. It denotes an experience and time of crucial testing and has reference to the experience one undergoes out of which a decision or judgment is made. And we all now have a decision to make. Do we want to go along to get along? Do we want to go along with the insanity that has enveloped the planet?
With the GSA putting their hands down our pants, with the radiation, with the GMO, with the wars, with the UN ordering our country to attack and the Congress not involved, the globalists understand these natural laws, and they are testing us and setting these wicked, wicked precedents.
It's all coming down now, Alex, and you've been talking about it for many years. I think I've been listening to you and posting your articles since 1995, the New World Order agenda, the police state, endless undeclared wars, surveillance society, eugenics slash population reduction, economic collapse. It's all happening before our eyes right now.
And that's how history works, my brother, is that everything comes at once. And everything we've seen is only the birth pains, the buildup. Even what we're seeing now is only the buildup. I mean, it's incredible.
Absolutely mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I just want to touch on a couple things here. First of all, this is all happening to us individually because we have not heeded the warnings of history. We have not heeded the words of our wise founding fathers, the words that were spoken at Nuremberg, and the words of Eisenhower, who warned us about the military-industrial complex. Abraham Lincoln warned us about the time in which we live in 1864. He said, and I quote, "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the public is destroyed."
And that's a real quote on record. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And you can see Lincoln two-sided as a tyrant of federal power. But at the same time, he did issue our own currency and was killed over it and was his own man. And again, I'm a Southerner, and my ancestors were on the side of the South. It doesn't mean the North was right or the South was right. The British intelligence, this is mainline history, but it's taught in PhD level, but it's mainline history books. This is not debatable. British intelligence came in and fomented the South, who was being wronged by tariffs that were unfairly placed on them and not the North. They were manipulated into that war, and the British put, 19,000 troops in up in Toronto, threatening to invade, trying to get the breakup of the country. And then the Tsar had to send his fleet in to threaten the British not to do it, and that caused a big rift that then caused the British intelligence to fund the communists going in many years later in 1917 to overthrow their cousin, Tsar Nicholas. And it's when you know history, you understand all this. James, I'm going to keep you all the way to 30 after, but comments on what the caller Scott just said.
Well, I think he was absolutely right. This is a judgment. This is a crisis. And if there's ever a time for humanity to step up to the plate and take a swing at it, now is the time. And this isn't a game anymore. And there's no sitting on the sidelines. People better understand that the hour is near, and they better decide which side they're on. And I know which side I'm on.
They were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. Folks, choose a side. Consciously choose what side you're on. Your gut tells you, and I know a lot of you got a tingle right now in your gut and in the back, and the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, because deep down you know the choice is here. A spiritual choice. Doesn't mean we're all perfect, doesn't mean we have all the answers, but just like King David did a lot of bad things, at the end of the day, his heart was right. He was a good person who loved God and loved righteousness. Fake Christianity is about a bunch of judgments and a bunch of Pharisees picking on each other and saying, I'm better than you, and following a bunch of written law instead of getting the law written on your heart. Okay? And number one, it's empathizing with the downtrodden. It's being against aggressive wars. It's being against poisoned food and water. It's being against things that are wicked. Evil is not sexy and cool. It's destructive. And I don't want to get into preacher mode here. It's just, folks, we are so wicked, myself included. We are all immersed in evil. What is evil? It's anti-life. It's that simple. Lovers of death, lovers of lies, lovers of corruption. You know, they were wise in their wickedness, but ignorant when it came to discernment. We're going to come back with James Corbett, talk to William and others.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
By the union's that big businessman, and they're going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon to eat it raw.
Into hard coming up in the next couple of segments with Aaron Dykes. We've got some of that 2008 interview with the director of HARB. His phone wasn't the best. He was from an Air Force base that's in Massachusetts, remotely controlling HARB in Alaska. They had a PR guy, the colonel, on the whole time. The whole interview's up at Infowars.com, but Aaron's got a lot of audio clips, but I want to just play short parts of it and then go into mainstream news articles showing that we weren't being told the whole story by him, and the weather modification and the fact that Dubai and others are now using HARP-type arrays to manipulate the weather. They admit that that's what this does now. It's one of the things that it can do. James, I wanted to cram in a few final calls here for you with William, Pam, Barry, Luke, Nick. We'll get to all of them coming up, even if we have to go into overdrive today. But any other points you want to add from Japan?
Well, let me just confirm something that a caller was making on a point that a caller was making a couple of days ago on your program, that the school children here are still playing outside at recess, playing in the rain, and still being served milk every day at their school lunch.
Outside Fukushima, in the little town right there.
Right. Yeah. No, I was just reading reports about the graduation ceremonies they were having at evacuation centers there. And there's no reports whatsoever that any sort of precautions are being taken. And I can report that the kids are drinking their milk every day, just like always. And we know that milk is one of the key transmitters of the iodine-131 radioactivity. So and that was.
But you're a conspiracy theorist. And so are the scientists that made them ship milk in for 6 months after all over Europe from outside Europe. Because of the bioaccumulation, they're all evil conspiracy theorists, too. Ann Coulter is right. That milk is good.
Yeah, absolutely. We should be drinking it up and loving it. But it's just mind-boggling to me that no one's even thought to point this out or to make any sort of fuss about it. So it's going on right now, and I can report that.
Well, we'll definitely get you to pop in later this week or next week as well as our guy on the ground there in Japan. Let's talk to William in Washington. William, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Alex, you know, my family came here on the Mayflower, too, and we go all the way back. We had both sides on the Civil War, and I got three kids and two grandkids in this world. So, I'm watching what's going on here. I'm listening to your show, and I'm really concerned about this situation in Japan. I know that this radiation is cumulative and that it'll build up in our food chain, and it'll build up in our bodies, organs, and in our children, and it'll be very nasty down the road. My question is, where's the United Nations on this? Where's our Congress on this? Where's our elected leaders on this? Why aren't they saying to Japan right now, you've got to do what they did with Chernobyl, throw massive amounts of sand and concrete and stop these leaks right now?
What do you think about that, James?
He's exactly right. Absolutely. Suddenly, when there is the need for this type of international agency, they're turning tail and running. And the IAEA chief just came out the other day and said, well, we're not an agency that will deal with crises like these. We're not designed to respond to
crises.
And
by the way, the military is here to protect us, supposedly. They've got assets and NBC assets for nuclear, chemical, biological, all over the Pacific, all over South Korea, all over Japan. And notice, we're not getting any U.S. government readings, and they've got the specialized devices that pick up the exact isotopes and could be giving us pure forecast, but we're having to rely on private universities in France and England to do it.
Absolutely. It just gives the lie to the idea of humanitarian military intervention. If there was ever a time for it, it's here, it's now, but it's not happening. It's happening over in Libya, so we know what that's all about.
Oh, yes, right. Very humanitarian, backing up Al-Qaeda. Let's talk to Pam in Indiana real quick. Pam, you're on the air. Okay, Barry in California, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you very much, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Good, good, good. I need to get off speakerphone, right?
Yeah, we got about a minute left here.
Okay. So I have a very important question. It has several parts, so please bear with me. I'll be concise. Since listening to your radio shows, I haven't been outside of my house, and I've had all the windows and doors closed, so I need to know the actual radiation levels here in Northern California at any given location, not the low, harmless levels that the apologists in the nuclear industry are telling us, and how we can find this out for ourselves. We'd ordered the KI, and we have that now. We're supposed to take 130 milligrams. It sounds like a lot. I don't know when to start taking it.
Don't take it till they, according, I'm not going to give you advice on that. Again, you've got to follow the insert, talk to your physician. But they do have radiation meters at universities and government, and they're not really giving us specific numbers. They're just saying it's low elevations, not dangerous. Dr. Bob Bowman said basically 200 times safe levels.
We're on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, shifting gears, because we've covered Hart more than 100 times over the years. Probably 15 times this year so far. But Hart, the government is very secretive about what Hart does. And they've got Hart arrays, not just in Alaska, but all over the world. And it's over-the-horizon radar, it's weather manipulation, and the Secretary of Defense, Cohen, admitted in 97 that they do have earthquake weapons. And there's been a lot of news articles about Australia developing it, Israel. They've got all sorts of different systems. But in the last year, there have been a Mail Online story, London Telegraph, Arabia Business, Abu Dhabi-backed scientists create fake rainstorms. In the Mail Online article, they have government graphics of these big antenna farms that are just like HARP, same technology, that they admit is for weather modification. And you can scroll down in that article, have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? And then they say, yes, they have. And it shows the graphic of the exact type system they have in Alaska. They've also have them in Northern Europe. Russia has them. The Chinese admit they have these and use them. And they're not sure what it does. They can mess with things locally, that's admitted. But then they don't know the butterfly effect in the whole weather system around the world. and what it does to the ionosphere, all of this. Now, we dug up the interview with the director of HARP, and it was during the break, so I hadn't heard this in 4 years, that they had this PR colonel come on and break in and say, you can't talk about that. Aaron has done deep research on this and found that what this guy was saying, he did interviews before my interview. We can't find any after. But we found different statements from him in previous newspaper interviews from what was on with us. We played some clips of it. His audio wasn't the best, and this, we just found a kind of cruddy MP3 of it on the web. I guess we got rid of the high-quality ones that we had. But, Aaron, I'm going to try to give you the floor in the limited time to go over this. The point is, HARP is more than they tell us, because countries have deployed the same technology, the same patents, and admit it's for weather manipulation. Aaron, break it down.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we spoke with Dr. Nick Begich. We went up to Alaska to interview him, and I and Du and Jacobson, all our video editors, have read his book. So we know there's Bernard Eastland patents talking about weather manipulation.
You got a special report coming out in the next month at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right, yeah, and the applications of HARP for disrupting communication systems, either from the enemy or from the home country, disrupting missiles, et cetera. There's all kinds of uses. And here we have these Air Force Research Laboratory directors, including the guy you interviewed, who claim it's only for research, only for the high-frequency aural research, the aurora borealis type effect. That is all based on the radio frequency ionospheric heating. That's just the catalyst for all the potential uses of this technology. And furthermore,
and it's all in the patents. This is not our opinion.
Yeah, and I've got all these research papers. They're into ELF and VLF waves, which are ultra, extremely low frequency and very low frequency, the exact opposite.
Which studies show can also manipulate the human brain.
That's true, and that's what triggers earthquakes, if indeed that is being done, which we know it can be done, based on the quote you discussed. And furthermore, it's the opposite of the high frequency, which is associated with the aural effect. And we can read those papers later if you want. But we have the clips. The first clip, he denies that there's any association between HARP and weather modification. In the other clip, he denies that HARP has any other, quote, tentacles, and that he's the directorate and knows about everything about the program and that there's nothing secret, et cetera, et cetera. And then you also have a clip where you discuss the aurora effect. That's also interesting.
Nothing secret. They just won't let media in there.
Yeah. And furthermore, Begich's book has this whole report that was produced out of their very Hanscom Air Force Base, which is in Massachusetts, not Alaska, by the way.
That's where he's at.
And they have a whole huge, very large publication, which they claim doesn't exist and can't be released. I could pull that quote if we also want. But
he wrote an article about this yesterday with all this stuff linked in it.
Yeah, but I found even more overnight as well. And if you go to the scientific and scholar part of Google, you can pull up a lot of the stuff with this guy's name. This is an interview, of course, with Dr. Paul Cossey, whose title is Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate for the HARP program. And again, you'll hear him, if you listen to the full interview, claim he's the only directorate over HARP and he knows all the side branches, even though the patent was originally created by Bernard Eastland based on Tesla technology and then transferred through ARCO, the energy company, to Raytheon and other secret military industrial.
And there was an interview in the 80s on PBS where the HARP director from that period admitted it could knock missiles out. I mean, we've got the PBS, them admitting it. So,
yeah, and we even have those. We could pull them up if you want to go into overtime or something. But if you want to get to the clips, the 956 denies weather modification. Is a good place to start.
Let's roll that clip from 2008.
Weather control or weather modification?
Well, it has, unfortunately, it's totally off-base. It has no interactions or affects anything with weather systems. Remember, the weather systems are relatively close to Earth, the jet stream and things like that are not all that high up there. We're talking about the HARP energy going up and interacting out in the areas hundreds of miles into space.
This is even going into the Van Allen radiation belt, isn't it?
Well, the radio waves, it's the high enough frequencies that can get through the ionosphere, go out into deep space. That's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Russians do advertise that they have these radio arrays.
And that's why it's an anti-satellite weapon as well.
Yeah, and as Begich talks about in numerous interviews, it has the potential to be a ground-based Star Wars system. That's the whole point, because satellites can be knocked out by the enemy.
And they admitted this previously. Since it got attention, they now deny it.
Yeah, and one of the applications of HARP is that because satellites can either go out of alignment or be knocked out by the enemy, this would be a ground-based approach that wouldn't rely solely on satellites. But you see, he denies it has weather modification. I have a quote right here from Bernard Eastland's patent, who, of course, developed the HARP technology, but later became a whistleblower and spoke to Begich and Manning, and it's all in their book. The patent number 4686605. Weather modification is possible, for example, altering upper atmosphere wind patterns by constructing one or more plumes of atmospheric particles which will act as a lens or focusing device. And besides that, we know the magnetosphere, the effects of the sun and the moon, all affect weather, which are lower in the atmosphere. Of course, the ionosphere has an effect. When you, you know, mess with those ionic particles flowing to the two poles, of course, when you manipulate that, it's going to affect weather.
And that's why they like to build these at poles, because that's the natural gauge right there. They're tying into the stream.
Yeah, because that's where it all flows to those two points, so they can, most easily manipulate it from there.
Continue, Aaron.
You know, you might want to listen to this whole interview if you haven't. It's up on InfoWars, as Alex mentioned. But it's 16 minutes into this clip. You just ask him if there's other areas of HARP, and he says, no, there's no other tentacles.
Let's play that.
I'm a civilian employee of the laboratory, and I've been there over 40 years.
Well, you talked about a lot of other programs going on, a lot of other directorates and groups. I mean, are you privy to all the programs going on with HARP, or are you privy over one directorate?
What do you mean, the HARP? HARP is assigned, it is under the director that I'm in, and it has no tentacles or no other wings in other places I'm not familiar with. It's a pretty self-contained program.
You just said that there. Okay, so it's one program there, but I know there's a lot of other agencies and things that are there looking at the data, and I guess they get space on the system to run their own tests. Or, I mean, how many different agencies are involved looking at the data, doing experiments?
Well, we have a joint program, actually. We set up as a joint program some years ago with the Air Force and the Navy.
Aaron, what's the importance of that?
Well, the importance is they claim there's no secrecy, no other hidden aspects to it, but anyone who tries to investigate HARP is persona non grata. You brought up General Parton?
Yes.
Was involved in the 80s. They denied it on air. Then, as you explain at the end of the clip, I don't know if we're going to get to that, you explain how they did come back on air and admit that, yeah, there was a program, but we're not going to talk about that. So it just shows that obviously, there's more going on than, quote, pure research, as he claims in the
statement. Yeah, it was an over-the-horizon radar, because he was the head of Air Force Weapons Development. Of course, General Parton's going to be in there.
I'm not denying this guy's a real scientist, but he's clearly a front man in this interview and in other publications saying it's only for pure research. We have other scientists also from the Hanscom Air Force Base who claim the same thing, that it's pure research, that oh, well, maybe there could be military applications.
Well, that's like the now partially admitted chemtrail geoengineering program. They go, oh, well, everything we've been doing has been test. But it starts right when our researchers decades ago predicted it did in the mid-90s. It is barium salts, aluminum dioxide. I mean, it's exactly – but they go, oh, it's just research.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how they play the card, I guess. I think we should move into where you're asking about – photometers and their other scientific measurements, which are all supposedly just to study the aurora borealis.
Now, I was going off memory from almost 4 years ago, but I remember, I don't know if it was on air or off air, you've had time to hear the whole interview, I haven't, where he talked about it igniting the upper atmosphere, but you're saying you didn't find that. You found him talking about manipulating it.
Well, they just talk about how the radio frequency particles interact with the charged ionic particles that you find at the poles.
Yeah, see, because I talked to guests during the break to try to get more, and then that colonel kept saying, don't tell him, don't tell him. And then he said, I kept trying to keep him longer, and they said, no, we would have done the hour, but this is over.
Well, look, they've been doing ionospheric heating based on radio frequency. In fact, that's another side part where he talks about Marconi discovering radio. It's kind of a jab at Tesla, who they covered up. The Supreme Court went back and...
No, I know, but you've heard it, because I remember him saying they can ignite the atmosphere. Was that said on air or during a break?
That must have been during break.
What clip do you have, though? Is there something about that you said you found?
Yeah, it starts at 2916. But the whole point is they've been doing this heating the ionosphere for a while, but through the HARP patents, they're able to focus it into a focused beam, and that allows them to manipulate it at a greater point.
Let's play that clip.
Photometers, those are optical-type devices that if you if the weather's right, so to speak, in space, a space weather, and there's not too much natural disturbances going on like aurora, it's what we call quiet, and on those kind of nights, when we send the radio waves from HARPOP, we can produce miniature emissions of light that are somewhat like aurora things, but they're so weak that, that if there's any other natural aurora going on, we wouldn't see
them. I understand. So you observe those. What are magnetometers or magnetometers?
Those are instruments that typically are set out all over the world to measure the Earth's magnetic field, the geomagnetic field that surrounds the Earth. And whenever there's like eruptions on the sun, like a solar flare or magnetic storms, you'll see those magnetic field components there.
That's good right there. So must have been during a break. I remember him saying, well, it can ignite it. And the guy's like, no, don't say that. But there he is saying, but then the patents admit they're doing this.
Yeah. And your story is consistent because in the later part of the same clip from back in 2008, on the same day, you talk about how they interrupted, how they had a PR guy on behind the scenes. I don't know if you want to play that part or just talk about it.
Well, how many other clips we got?
That's it.
Well, let's play that one. Let's play the next clip. Which clip is that for them?
That cue's in at 35:39, number 7.
All right, let's play number 7. Pardon me? Oh, great. Yeah, we don't have that. They're having to skip through the file. Overall, go through some more of those documents.
Well, here's just some of the papers Heckscher is another guy from the Hanscom Air Force Base who you could see in a clip. There's Paul Cossey, who is the guy you interviewed, also from Hanscom Air Force Base, and other guys. Stimulated thermal instability for ELF and VLF wave generation. Again, that's what they use to trigger earthquakes, if in fact they do that. There is the feasibility and desirability of an Air Force ELF-VLF satellite-to-ground communications link. Now, that's back in 75. That's when they were still, you know, kind of getting the stuff together. But here we are in the 2000s. It's well on its way. It's the same one. Relative attenuation of TMTE waves propagating the Earth ionosphere waveguide.
These are government documents.
These are all government documents, all with Cossey as one of the writers, yeah. There's description of HARP Gaycona facility with some results from recent research, also with Cossey and Kennedy, who you were going to interview in 2008, but he did not end up coming on. There's high-frequency radar astronomy with HARP. There's articles about how they reflected off the moon. I have so many here. Scientists detect lowest-frequency radar echo from the moon. So they're bouncing HARP technology off the moon.
What was that out of?
That was an article from the Naval Research Laboratory published in Space Ref. That's a publication, I guess, public publication. There's a military's mystery machine all about HARP and how it's, quote, a little bit less ominous. That was in Popular Science, popsci.com. And there's others. It just goes on.
All right, we have that clip now. This clip is when I come back and talk about them telling me, you know, what I could and couldn't talk about.
These are your afterthoughts.
This is the afterthoughts. Here's that clip.
When I got back in town like late last week, and he said, told me Friday I set up the director of HARP, and I'm like, what? You should have heard it behind the scenes, though. They had this PR guy on the line with him the whole time. That's why his phone sounded muffled. And they put off this whole, you know, persona of it's no big deal, it's all above board.
So I guess that's that clip.
And I have no doubt that a lot of it is exaggerated, what you hear on the web, or they combine other programs in with it.
So there's
tons of good programs.
So, I mean, Aaron, bottom line, you've already written a big article with links. I guess you're going to add these or do another one, because it's just like the chemtrails. How many patents have you found about mixing the barium salts, aluminum dioxide in with the jet fuel so the jet companies don't even know, and it's designed to disperse the nuclei through the jet engines? I mean, we have giant stacks of all these admissions.
Yeah, I have dozens, if not hundreds, of articles, and I found other researchers online who've posted probably about 100 patents that are related in one way or another to cloud seeding, to chemtrails, to different means of dispersion, to the use of, quote, albedos to reflect sunlight, which they claim.
And Bill Gates is obsessed with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is the program to steer hurricanes, and we would pay him to avert disaster. And, you know, it's all the usual players, of course, in the White House. The science czar, John P. Holdren, is involved, who was also involved in SDI, Star Wars programs. And I don't know if he has a connection to HARP, but I think there's a connection between those three areas, perhaps.
You got a lot of other research there. Closing points on this.
Closing points, there's a PBS documentary where they talk about the weather manipulation. It's contained within the Tesla documentary produced by PBS. There's a CBC interview where they interview the other guy, Hirkshire. So there's a lot of admission here, and you can also see their talking points.
Yeah, they tried to sell it in the 70s and 80s on TV. We've got all that. And since the 90s, with the critical book written by Dr. Begich, that's when they started denying it.
Yeah, and it's critical that Bernard Eastland used Tesla's technology to enhance their heating of the ionosphere, and that branches out into all kinds of military applications. There's no doubt that there's military applications, and worse.
Worse? As depopulation, mind control, they got a lot of patents on that.
Yeah, and that's all in play. Not that I'm an expert on it, but I agree with Begich that we laymen have a right to weigh in on this.
Absolutely. Globalists are telling us radiation's good for us. Stay with us.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the deal. I cannot do justice to the answer to 1984, the 1776 contest has been so successful. We will publish the winners, first place, second place, third place, in the next hour at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. then those folks, I guess we'll put the contest email, we'll need to contact us. I guess we'll contact those channels to make sure it's the bona fide real people, get their contact back, and send you your $10,000 in prize money. But tomorrow I will then, on air, you know, go over the winners, but we're going to announce those the next hour on Infowars.com. But I want to be able to do justice to everybody. We've got more on HAARP here in the closing minutes, but Obama rules out land invasion of Libya, just like they call the bombardment a humanitarian mission, not a war. But meanwhile, News 12 ABC reports Camp Lejeune Marines, 2,200, sent to Libya. Possibly for invasion. So we've got all that going on. You've got a clip here from PBS, and this documentary is from the early 80s, correct?
I think it's more recent than that. It's Tesla, the Master of Lightning documentary, and it goes into his plans for the HAARP system.
Okay, there must be another one that Rob has back there that's from the 80s, but let's go ahead and play this clip.
The HAARP project evolved from a patent filed in 1987, in which Tesla's work is referenced. It proposed using the ionosphere like an enormous electrical circuit to transmit power around the planet. It even described a means of changing the weather by superheating portions of the upper atmosphere with microwave energy.
Tesla proposed that it might be possible to modify the weather by using radio waves. I believe that this is impossible.
Ionospheric modification is still in its early experimental stages, but microwave technology has already made it possible to transmit wireless power with the use of satellites.
We go to Alaska, and in Alaska there is natural gas. In order to send it somewhere, you have to create a pipeline. That's very expensive. So we said, all right, let's go into Alaska, create microwaves from the natural gas, send them to a satellite at a particular geosynchronous orbit, put a reflector there, and send it to Japan. And in Japan now, you get the antenna, which transforms these microwaves into 60 hertz, and you get electricity. So you make, essentially, Tesla's dream.
Okay, yeah, and Rob's got another older documentary from PBS admitting a lot of that. So there it is. It's in the patents. They clearly are whitewashing and basically covering up the real power of these systems.
Yeah, you see spin in that clip. Of course, military application and, indeed, energy application. We know that stuff is suppressed 30, 40, maybe even 50 years. So I don't expect they're telling us everything up front. There's a lot of interesting potential in the technology, but it really puts us in the hands of a potential scientific dictatorship.
Because it's also being done in secret. Yeah. And that's the whole national security state. Great job, Aaron. Please continue with the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Two final points here. The Drudge Report has a link to the Jerusalem Post confirming what we told you last Sunday. Al-Qaeda is backing the rebels. That's the Jerusalem Post. Also, update. That 15 are dead in new clashes in southern Syria city. That's up on Infowars.com. And Army soldier pleads guilty in deaths of three Afghans, admits that they just killed them. They weren't combatants in cold blood for enjoyment. There's also some drug charges involved. So this just shows the type of stuff that's going on that our military has been advocating. They're only now going to prosecute these guys because they got caught. Aaron, what's your take on that?
It's amazing.
The good guys torture. No, they don't. Don't let them steal America's soul. Not in our name, ladies and gentlemen. Great job to the crew. I'll be back live with a powerful and informative guest tomorrow. We'll continue to track the radiation levels, 1,600 times safe levels in Japan. More of that cloud from the bigger blowouts headed towards the West Coast. Some of the radiation's already blown over and reached Iceland as of yesterday. Retransmission with Key Info starts now, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.